Hello again and welcome. This is Curtis Greco, author and founder of the Imperfect Messenger Foundation, here to share with you an interesting thought and topic which, for any American the world over, should never go out of fashion or never go out of style. It is the topic, Founding Ideals in Exile. Americans the world over know of July 4th, 1776. Historians argue over whether the actual day should be July 2nd or August 2nd of 1776. However, I'll suggest that whatever the date, it was a day in the making since man first appeared upon this lovely sphere, which God himself purposefully divined as an extension of his deliberate intention. Think it over. As an extension of his deliberate intention. Yes, not only do I believe this to be so, I also believe that all things are created as an extension of divine intention. And as a matter of deference to this idea, I believe that man himself represents the Creator's most complex and most promising component because of his unique power of discernment. The ability not only to make a choice, but to extend and express this choice in both physical and ethereal terms, to articulate complex thoughts and processes into both action and form, to formulate thoughts and then cogitate the same as to its validity, purpose, and temporal nature. These concepts surrounding the idea of independence are as integral to man's very existence as is the very corporal form that defines him. It has been and will forever be his all-consuming ambition, and it is to this point the very essence of his providential design. Were it not, there would have to have been no purpose for introducing the idea of man as the distinct and infinitely capable being that he is. By every means and measure possible, man is sui generis, that is, a class unto himself. If you must know, these are the evolved truths that Thomas Jefferson speaks to in our own Declaration of Independence. And these are the fundamentals, the founding ideals in exile, that lie behind the notion we think of freedom, independence, and liberty. Truly, we must reclaim these fundamental ideals and restore them to an understanding that is fundamental to the American experience. Think of it. Independent man, his independent mind, and his independent action. For each of us to fulfill his providential design, we must be free for independence to be at liberty, to be expressed. That is so important, I'm going to repeat it again. We must be free for independence to be at liberty, to be expressed. There is no other context, and there is most certainly no other options available. If one accepts, if only for the purpose of this presentation, my sovereign link to independence and providential design, then one must move beyond the simple notions so often referred to by politicians as the role of government, or your patriotic duty, or we are a nation of laws, to a quite different and powerfully refined thought, one that I will characterize as deferential reverence. That is, a deferential reverence to a much broader and all-consuming understanding and acceptance as to the truer domain of America's Declaration of Independence, what it truly represents, and why it is so powerful an admonition to malevolent forces. Let me offer you a slightly paraphrased version of the Declaration itself. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. I find the Declaration of Independence to be an intensely spiritual affirmation, connecting the corporal form of man directly to both his Creator and to this Creator's design intention. Yes, what else could be the meaning for the statement, quote, their Creator with certain unalienable rights, close quote, if not an affirmation of this intention? The intention affirms that man, by the very fact that he exists, alone possesses his domain of life, that as an extension of his life, he alone possesses liberty to express the intention of his life, and that as an extension of his liberty to express his life, you and you alone are in possession of this divinely inspired ability to do so through the pursuit of happiness, the supreme expression of life and liberty. this ideal of the pursuit of happiness, what exactly does it mean? Permit me to summarize it this way. The pursuit of happiness is not the accumulation of ignoble impulse. It is not the temporary satisfaction of physical gratification or accumulations. No, the word pursuit, historically, is perpetual, ongoing, and assiduous. Happiness intimates the self-affirming attribute that comes from accomplishment and reverence concomitant with one's sense of higher purpose and ideal, and never from gain whose result occurs from efforts adverse to the ideal of higher purpose. In short, the pursuit of happiness is never an outcome whose result is the measure of wretched or self-indulgent excess in action. Yes, indeed, it was a declaration of independence, but more importantly, it was a supremely elegant affirmation of an inspired ideal which had, up to this point, been silenced, as Thomas Jefferson would say, by kings, noblemen, and priests. So then, let me close with the following thought. It is the inalienable right of man to express the divinity of his prospects. It is the nobility of man to insist upon the same, and by doing so preserve his inalienable rights by enforcing his will upon and against the forces which would, in the service of their own divisive ambitions, enforce their tyrannical will upon him. It may be as if heaven on earth were man to enjoin himself with providential design as intended, to be otherwise the design and device of the tyrannical and lecherous, it would be as if hell itself had consumed the planet. Affirm and assert daily your independence, and do so as if your life depends upon it. Rest assured, it does. At the Imperfect Messenger Foundation, we are on point, on purpose, in practice. And so, be a part of a life-changing experience by making your voice count. After all, you too are a messenger.